Hi guys, how are you? And welcome again to another beautiful episode of Glammed with Grace. I hope you're doing awesome. It is so nice to have you today. I hope all is well with you. I hope all is well. This is summer. I hope you're enjoying the sun, right? I hope you're taking a break. I hope you're self-caring and taking care of you. But I'm so excited about today's podcast. Today's all going to be about business. And we're actually coming to the end of the season. I am so excited. I have been recording since January consistently. And I'm also very proud of myself because it doesn't matter how many people are listening as long as one person is blessed or one person has gotten value from one or two of my podcast episodes. I am very grateful and thankful that I've impacted someone in a positive way. But today I'm going to be talking about an amazing topic. If you're not into business, I would recommend for you to keep listening, because even though I speak about business, I also had my faith into everything that could help you in life, period, not just in business. But today I just want to, encourage a lot of the business owners out there, or those that are thinking about starting a business, or you've always had an idea of, oh, you know what, I would like to have a side hustle, but you just really never did anything about it because you don't know where to begin. Well, today I'm going to be telling you and showing, advising you of how to start, or how you can actually start your business. And it's not just only about starting a business, it's actually about growing a business. So today I'm not going to be focusing on how to grow your business, I'm just focusing on how to start your business. I don't think I've ever done a podcast, like a full podcast episode on this. So I'm going to try to make this as short and sweet and simple as possible. So bear with me while I play the introduction, and I'll see you in a minute.
Hi guys, how are you? And welcome to my new season. Yay! This is Jumi. I am glam naturally because I am glam with grace. Welcome to my podcast.
Hey guys, I am back. Did you miss me? Okay guys, so yes, today we're going to be talking about how to start a business. I honestly feel like a lot of my podcasts sometimes, it might not really make sense to you now, but one day it will make sense to you. The reason why I say that is I know that a lot of people are not really into the business thing, and some people are into the business thing. So if that's for you, please listen to this podcast and you might learn a thing or two. For those that know me, I'm also recording this on YouTube, so make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel at Jumi Grow. Okay, we are growing, we're doing this together. Okay, my podcast fam, make sure you make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel. All right, so today we're going to be talking about how to start a business, okay? I've been in the I've been a full-time entrepreneur for almost 3.5 years, going into 4 years, but I started my business really in 2000. The business idea was birthed in 2016. I didn't do much about it. I did much about it in 2017, and 2018 was when the business was really birthed. In 2019, to the glory of God, the business took off, right? So I can tell you a thing or two. I have learned a lot in the 5-year journey of being a full-time entrepreneur, and I am excited to be able to share this with you. I feel there's some things that I can just, when you wake me up in the middle of the night, I could just wake up and start talking about it. It's hair, natural hair, okay? And business. Okay, so I have a thing or two to share, so make sure you, keep listening to this podcast. All right, so the first thing I want to tell you is, a lot of people want to start a business because everybody else is doing it and they just want to do it too. But honestly, business is not for everybody. I think I've mentioned that before. It's not for everyone. It's not everyone that has the patience, because it really does take a lot of patience. A lot of times when you start something, it doesn't grow right away. It's like a seed. When you plant a seed, you don't really see the fruit of the seed. You have to wait, right? Not a lot of people have that patience to wait that long to see results, if that makes sense. So before you go into anything, think about it. I have an idea. This idea has been burning in my heart for a long time, and I think I need to do something about it, right? But just make sure while you're thinking about that, or you're building that idea and that seed is germinating into becoming something, make sure you're reminding yourself that why. What is my why? Why am I doing this? Or why am I about to start this business, right? Because you can want to start a business because your friend is doing it and your friend is killing it. Oh, wow. Or you see someone on social media that you admire is doing the same thing that you probably wanted to do or always wanted to do. Just make sure that there's a story and there is a reason and there is a passion behind what you're about to build. Because, and I know what I'm saying this, because a lot of times in business, a lot of people don't tell you, but it will get tough. It would get, there are seasons where you will want to quit and you will want to give up. But the story and the passion that backs up your story is what's going to keep you going. And if you're a child of God, God will give you the perseverance to keep going and encouragement to keep going. So just make sure that you have that story, the why, and the passion to go together. I wanted to start with that. Because a lot of times I see a lot of videos, a lot of things. You know, I see YouTube. I watch YouTube videos as well on how to start a business. And they just go, bam, 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 and they tell you what to do. And because it's worked for somebody else doesn't mean it's going to work for you. So I always want to start because I like to be real. Because I've gone through so much that I can come here to speak on this and to advise you the right way. Okay? So make sure there is a story behind it. Because your story is obviously what's going to set you apart. One, your passion is what's going to keep you going when things get tough. That's just life in general. You know, if you don't have a passion for something, if you're doing something because somebody else is doing it, as soon as it gets tough, you're going to quit. You're gonna dust your finger, dust your end, and you go, right? But if the story and the passion matches each other, then you have that, you will be able to, I don't know how to put it. Yeah, I think I know how to put it. No, you'll be able to have like the success formula. Even when everything comes together, you keep going. Because your story and passion matches. I hope that makes sense. Okay, I hope I'm making sense. But I think you do understand what I'm talking about, right? Okay, so that was the first thing I wanted to talk about when you want to start a business. The second thing that you need to, of course, not just because I know a lot of people, they start a business and they already have the name. Or they already, you know, you it's a name that you've always probably had at the back of your mind. Who knows? I don't know. But when you get in the name, so you need to have a name for your business. That's very important. Okay. Without a name, there is no identity for your business. You need a name. Okay. But the reason why I want to break this down a little bit. Okay. The name of your business is what, of course, makes your business. That's the identity of your business. But you want to choose this very wisely. Okay. I'm going to come from a legal perspective. Okay. Based on my legal background, the first thing you want to make sure is that name that you're about to go with or choose is not a name that somebody else already has or is similar in nature. Not a name that will confuse the market. Okay, so I'm going to tell you my story. I think I've already mentioned this before in the past, where in 2014, I started blogging on Instagram as Glam Nat. Oh, sorry, as Naturally Glam. So I started blogging as Naturally Glam on Instagram, okay? Very, very innocent. I love that name. That's when I became natural, meaning when I went natural with my hair, I was just so passionate about the natural hair journey, my natural hair journey, the natural hair movement. I fell so in love with it that I just started making my nickname, even on my personal Instagram page, as Jumi Naturally Glam, because I am naturally glammed. And that was the name that just stuck with me. So when I decided to start blogging online, I went with the name Naturally Glammed. Yeah. So about a year later, the page was doing really well on Instagram. It was beginning to get some type of traction, not even crazy traction, some form of traction. And one of our followers mistakenly, she put a picture and just tagged our, so that we can try to repost that picture, and tagged us Naturally Glam. But guess what she did? She didn't tag Naturally Glam. She tagged Naturally Glam, which is another YouTuber. I had no clue that there was a YouTuber called Naturally Glam. I didn't know of her, never heard of her, never knew of her. I was just, you know, following my passion and going ahead and just blogging. And I got a letter from an attorney about a week later, like 2-3 days later, telling me to stop using the name Naturally Glammed because it infringes on the rights of his client, apparently Naturally Glam. And it's confusing the market because someone tagged using Naturally Glam instead of Naturally Glammed. You see where I'm going through? You see where I'm getting with that? The name is very similar in nature. It's both in a natural hair space. It's Naturally Glam and Naturally Glammed, even though it's the past tense of glam, it is still confusing the market, and I got a cease and desist email. I can't never forget that day. I was very devastated. I'm like, number one, I took it personal, even though I never knew of this woman or never met her. I took it so personal. Why was she sue me for you. And that's how quick people can sue you. And that's how quick you can get in trouble if you choose the wrong name. So your name is extremely important. You don't want to rush that process. You want to take your time, research, go on international website, go on Google. Google will actually streamline it for you. Google is your first place to go. So go on Google, type in that name, make sure nobody else, especially in the same niche, is using that name or anything similar to that name. Be careful. Anything similar to that name, go not just on Google. The next stop you want to go to is go on Instagram. Do a search. Is somebody else using that name? If they are, is it similar? What niche? What field? Because if you ever wanted to get a trademark, those are the things they're looking for, okay? What niche? What field? Okay, is it similar? Is it going to confuse the market? Okay, you want to make sure you're doing that. Go on TikTok. Go every social media platform. Yes, I mean it. And for those that are probably like middle age and you're not really into social media and you want to start a business, you want to be doing, or you want to hire somebody to do this research for you, because you don't want to make that mistake to work so hard for something, build on something with a name only to find out that you cannot legally keep that name. That's a big time problem for you. That might not be a problem now when you start in the beginning, but down the line, because this is my mindset. If I'm going to start something, it's going to be big. I don't want to start something saying, oh, it's just going to be a small side hustle. No, whatever you create, you're a child of God. And because you're a child of God, that whatever you create in God is going to grow exponentially. It's going to grow and expand, right? It's going to expand. It's going to expand in territories, internationally. So be doing your work, be doing your own work before you choose the name. I think, actually, to be honest, name is like one of the most important things you want to choose right when starting your business. You don't want to confuse the market. So back to my story, I was so upset, but I had to do something. I'm in the legal field, so I understood what just happened. So I stopped using that name and I changed it to Glam Naturally. And that's why my business name everywhere is Glammed Naturally. And guess what? The next thing I'm going to talk about, once you find a name, okay, that's the next two things. You find a logo, okay? Find a logo that actually matches your brand or matches the thing that you want to build, okay? So Glam Naturally, for example, we have a female head with a leaf head. She has a leaf head and it's long, meaning the organicness is going to grow your hair, or the organic product is going to grow. So basically, our logo literally tells our story. So you want your logo to be telling the story of your brand as well, right? And to match the name, Glam Naturally. She's beautiful. She looked good. You know, she's Glam Naturally, the organicness. So it's up to you. So the logo is next. You find the name, find the logo. You can go on Fiverr. I'm going to put the link. I'm sure a lot of people know about Fiverr now. A lot of people in the business world knows about Fiverr. Back then, 3 years ago, nobody knew about it. But now it's very popular. So you can go on Fiverr and get some to do a logo for you for $5, honestly. And then another thing people ask is, do I need a huge capital to start a business? You really don't. I started with $500 or maybe $250. I didn't even have that. I actually created my first logo and I worked with that. I did a lot of things myself. I taught myself to do so many things, so I didn't really have to spend too much money in the beginning of my business. So it was like $250 that I actually invested in buying the bottles and the oils, and the rest I built upon it. So you really don't need that much. I guess it also depends on the field you are, or the niche, or what your business is truly about, because I know some tech business you do need capital to be able to fund, you know, the idea. But when it comes to beauty, which I'm doing, hair care, you really do not need that much capital to start, okay? So yeah, and the logo is important. Don't forget the logo is next. And make sure you choose a logo that matches the theme or your story as well, or your brand, okay? The whole one needs to make sense, okay? And work and flow nicely together. So the next thing is after you get a logo, okay? Which a lot of people forget, because I begin to go, it's a side hustle, I'm just making quick money. You want to get a LLC, okay? You want to get a LLC for tax purposes if you're in America. It's a little different in other countries, I guess. I think it's quite similar in the UK as well. But in America, you want to make sure you get an LLC so that you can start deducting taxes. Everything you do for your business is a tax deduction. Even if you don't make any income the first year and you write off a loss, which is fine, it's absolutely fine. But you want to make sure that you're doing things legally to protect yourself and protect your brand. Or if, God forbid, somebody needs to sue you, they're not coming for you personally and your personal things, They're coming for the business, right? So you want to be thinking about these things. At the beginning, no one really thinks about this. You're just so passionate and just go into it, which I was guilty about that. Well, I started literally in 2017. 2016, the idea of Glam Naturally was birth. And I just started mixing it for my friends and families and giving them a bottle. But 2017, I got serious. You know what? I actually want to do something with this. I got my LLC the first thing. And the next thing I did was to get my trademark. Because I just knew that somebody somewhere would be trying to steal the idea, like they always do. I mean, the first 2 years of having my business, I saw so many other companies trying to sell my oils, trying to duplicate the oil, try to steal from me. It was ridiculous. It was ridiculous. So that's why it's important to protect. I mean, somebody, I'll tell you this, guys. I did a search on the, I'll put the website below. And the trademark website, I put a search and somebody trademarked J-U-M-M-I-E. Somebody trademarked my name. And it was literally around the same time that my business blossomed. And it was in the airspace. So somebody was trying to buy it because one day they go, she might decide she wants to use something with it. And they might have to, you know, pay us to get that name back. People do stuff like that. Okay. So if you have an idea, especially if you're a child of God, know that your idea is heavenly protected legally on earth. Okay, I'm going to say that again. Protect your idea legally on earth. Because this world is full of evil people that will try to steal from innocent people. So be smart. Be very, very smart. Protect it. So that was, I'm so glad. It was a lot of money back then. I did the trademark for Glam Naturally Oil in 2017, but I got it in 2018. It cost me almost $1,000 because I used a lawyer for it. So I got my trademark, you know, and that was like one of my accomplishment in 2008. So I was so excited. And then I was like, you know what? Now I can put in my haul in kit, you know, put the brand out there so that if anybody wants to try to steal, I already have something. Patent as well is good to have a patent. But in some niche, it's not that, I'll honestly be honest with you, it's not that important. But in a tech niche, you want to make sure you get a real patent for that. Or if you're the first person to do something, you want to put your name on it. You want to make it legal. You want to patent that idea because somebody's going to come and steal it and claim it as their own that they did it first, even though you did it first. You know what I mean? So get legal. Get legal with your business. Legalize everything. Everything you do is a tax deduction. Put all your receipt. Keep all your receipt. You know, now you can even take pictures and put it on the cloud. You don't even have to carry everything with you. That was what I had to do back then. Now you can do it. You can make everything electronically. It's so much easier. But you want to be smart when starting your business. Very smart when starting your business. So that part is important. And the next thing you want to do is secure your domain name. What do I mean by that? Okay, so I get a lot of people that they start their business and they don't have a website. They just let people reach out to them and they just do it that way. I can't function. You want to start at the beginning. I can't function like that, I mean. In the beginning, you want to start streamlining things, okay? As soon as you have a social media handle for your page, for your business, you want to get a domain name as well, meaning a www.yourbusinessname.com. Okay, you want to do that right away because, as I said, there are people out there. I had one of my friends who's also in business that told me that someone actually took someone bought the name of a business on the domain name, and she had to pay so much money to get it back. Come on. All that could be avoided in the beginning phase of it all. All those little things like the domain name is something you want to take out from the beginning. You want to do that from the beginning. And even if you don't create a website yet, just secure it and buy it. It's not even expensive. I think it's like less than $50 a year to buy a domain name, or less than that, actually. Some places you can, like GoDaddy.com has it cheaper than that. Just secure it, okay? And don't, just keep it on the side. And then you can start, you know, because I remember when I started selling on BitCartel. For those that have a business idea and you're not, like to show, oh, I want a website, but I don't want to pay all those fees. BitCartel, you don't have to pay anything, I think, for 5 products. So you could just start sending people to there and they can pay through PayPal. Simple, easy, done, dusted. But then I got more serious. Then I started using Etsy. When I started using Etsy, I had to pay a fee, just not a lot of money, but I had to pay a fee on that, which I did. But then when I wanted to grow, I had to get my domain name and have my own website. I still have my products on Bicatel. I still have it on Etsy. I have it on Amazon. I have it on Walmart. But now I have it on. I also have it on my website. So it just gives people more options, because I had a customer tell me the only reason I purchased was because I knew you were on Amazon and Walmart. People are like that. They want to know the authenticity of your business and how serious your business is. Okay, so you could do that. You could actually have it on Etsy. It just charges a little fee. I'm also on Amazon. Doesn't charge that much fee, because once you're making money, you really don't feel it on Amazon. I'm on Amazon Prime as well. So I try to put it in as many places as possible. For people that don't really want to trust a website, at least they can go on Amazon, right? Or they can go on Etsy, for example, because, you know, Etsy is popular as well. So you want to make sure you're doing that. Secure your domain name. Do not play with that, okay? And then the next thing is get a professional email. Okay, it doesn't cost you much to do that. You can even do it through Gmail now. Gmail, you can get, I think it's, we pay $20 a month, because I have like two more employees using the emails. It's not that expensive. I think it's like $10 if it's just you. Get a professional email. Because when you are communicating with clients or future clients or customers or vendors, they could say, okay, this is a serious business, not da-da-da-da at gmail.com. Get a professional email. You want to start a business, I'm sure you know that you're going to be serious about it. And I'm sure you know that your business is going to grow exponentially, right? Start doing this from the beginning. All right. So get a professional email. And the last thing is marketing, which is, I'm going to have a whole new video for marketing. Marketing is a lot. Even I've had to teach myself so much when it comes to marketing. There's so many parts of marketing that you need to grow your business. Okay. So I said I'm going to give you some clues in this video, but my next video, which I think you should absolutely subscribe, I'm going to be talking about marketing. This, I'm going to talk about here SEO marketing, which is something that a lot of people don't really think about doing. But I think you should, because it's actually the least amount of money you're going to spend when it comes to marketing. And it's just a great way to get your brand in front of, you know, new customers organically on Google. So SEO marketers will, you know, create backlinks for you, blog on your website, just to start building your brand awareness at that beginning stage, so that when you're now ready to invest into more marketing, at least you've done the foundation on Google, so that you can now start showing up organically when people are searching for anything related to your product, okay? But I'm going to do a video on marketing, or more on social media marketing, and how you can grow your brand this way. I hope, and I truly hope, this has helped. And I hope that this has made you think twice before you start your business, to do your homework well. And just, you know, start your business on a good foundation. It doesn't really cost that much or take that much of you to do this right. It really doesn't, okay? So you avoid a lot of headache and drama in the future, as your business grows, and which it will grow, because that's the point of starting a business. All right, I hope this video has helped you. This is quick. I wanted to make it as short and sweet as possible, so you don't get too confused and you can at least get a thing or two for your next business idea. I hope this helps. Thank you so much for listening. And to my podcast crew, I love you so much. Thank you for sticking out with me all these years. I hope this video helps. And if this video is not for you, but you know somebody that it might benefit, just share. Be a cheerful giver, a cheerful giver, and share. All right, guys. I love you so much with the love of the Lord. Have a super, super duper great day today. Thank you, and have a great day. Bye.